The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy. This is our opportunity today, this moment, this hour, to shift into our better selves, the one that we were supposed to be, the one that we have the opportunity to step into. It doesn't matter how old we are, what our circumstances are, whether we're depressed and sad or ecstatic and distracted, it doesn't matter. This is still a moment that we can shift. So I am excited about this topic today, courage, truth, and authenticity, the terrifying trio. And that sounds like, why so terrifying? And the interesting thing about stepping into our truth is that it's a departure sometimes from the known. And that's when we get scared, right? We get scared when we're stepping into something that is a brand new experience and we don't know the rules. We don't know how we're going to implement. We don't know how it's going to unfold. We don't have every step figured out. And so if we've learned to be afraid of stepping into the new, then we confuse that sense, that feeling, that reality that we have lived with as meaning that whatever is coming to us won't work out. And that's interesting, isn't it? That we take what we are feeling in terms of fear and then define it as, well, that won't work. That won't happen. Often we are blaming source and spirit for things that we didn't even step onto yet, things that we didn't even start to create. So today we're going to talk a little bit about how fear works, how insight and intuitive guidance work, how we resonate with who we are and our own energies. Some of us, we hide. We don't want people to know who we truly are. And we show up with a mask or we show up with a different persona. So this is an opportunity. If this is knocking at the door of what you are stepping into in life now, what is showing up for you? Some challenge, some fear that's coming before you. This is the show to sort of unravel that, to clear up exactly what is false and what is an opportunity. What's a possibility? So I really look forward to doing more with this show. So if you're interested in calling in today, the number to call in is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. We can take your calls today, and the topic is courage, truth, and authenticity. And this matters a lot for anyone on a spiritual or enlightened or awareness path. There's so many words we use for this, aren't there? So if you're stepping into a journey with yourself, which actually that's what this is, then you've had a few things unfold for you. One thing that people say often is, whatever I used to do, it's just not working anymore. Whatever I thought I cared about, I don't really care about that anymore. I want to do something different. I want to step onto a new path. And whatever I chose before, I want to choose differently now. I talk often about the dimensional living. We live in 3D here on Earth. Basically, that's your physical world. That's the world where we see each other in physical form. We go to work. We drive a car. We buy groceries. We tend to our children. We go on our jobs. This is the physical world. And we have other parts of us that operate at another dimension. And we get a little confused sometimes about who we are and what's going on. When we start to get an awareness of our spiritual side, of our metaphysical side, that is a part of us stepping into another another dimensional view. Okay, so we're looking at the world a little differently. And when we do that, it changes our experience. It changes what we resonate with. So if we've been telling ourselves for a long time that we have to do all these things in the 3D world, and suddenly we realize we don't care about that anymore, we don't want to do those things anymore, we don't want to associate with some lower vibrational energies anymore, then there's this shift that starts to occur, and we get a little frightened because we don't have that roadmap yet. It's not all laid out. And if we were taught as children that you've got to have a plan, you've got to work the plan, you've got to see where you're going and set your intentions and don't let those, you know, negative thoughts come in and derail you and all that, then we get pretty anxious about this other dimension. But it's almost counterintuitive to what those other dimensions are about. The other dimensions aren't laden with fear and frustration and anger and loneliness. They're not like that at all. You know, a lot of the things that we believe in our lives are just that, beliefs. They're not necessarily real. But we have learned that, you know, we can certainly predict outcomes by almost ensuring it with our beliefs. So there's a lot to cover in this today. When we step into our truth and we connect with who we truly are and not with our personas and not with, you know, our personality, not with what we present in the world with a mask, when we truly connect with ourselves, there's this empty space in a way of figuring out, well, how do I step into who I am? How do I step into my truth? What's the map? How does it unfold? So there is a part of us that needs to understand the unknown. And often, this is where our abundance comes from. It's we have a desire. There's something that we want to create, something we want to do. And we begin to hit some blocks. We begin to hit some interferences. And in our 3D realm, we just think, well, I guess I can't do it, or it's too hard, or because this thing hits a button within us that's very sensitive, very tender, we just recoil from stepping into what we want to do, and we tend to get depressed and down because we really wanted to do something, and now we feel like it's not possible. But that is a learned reaction. I want to talk about how those blocks become opportunities for expansion. So when we encounter the places where we're unwilling to risk change or unwilling to step into the guidance that comes to us, this is a moment, a pivot point, a place where we can take a look and say to ourselves, do I want to choose differently? Do I want to manifest differently? Am I willing to release this fear? I talk often about how fear is protective. Fear is a safe place. It holds us back. It keeps us in a cocoon. We know how the rules work. We can put on our protective mechanisms so that we don't get hurt. When we step into source and into abundance and into guidance and into the spiritual life that we're wanting to experience, new things show up. And if new translates to scary, then that's something to look at right there. New doesn't have to be scary. So let me give you an example. You connect with someone that you meet and it comes to you, wow, I think I want to move to Alaska. And then very quickly, a lot of anxiety and fear comes up. Well, how are you going to do that? Well, when are you going to do that? Well, who will support you? Well, are you going to sell your house? Do you know where you're going to be? What are you going to do about the car? How are you going to connect with people up there? You don't know anyone up there. Do you see what starts to unfold? What starts to unravel? And before you know it, you've sort of talked yourself out of the vision or the dream that just came to you? What if you pause and you don't allow that in that moment? What if you let yourself just sit with the dream for a bit and tell the rest of those thoughts and all to go on hold for a moment while you just allow yourself to really relish that vision, that sensation, that feeling? And maybe you start to allow things to come to you. The thing about higher mind is that higher mind is higher and bigger and better than just finite mind. If most of us are only, you know, using 10% at most of our minds, imagine what higher mind is like. It is providing a vision that's so much greater, but because we can't logically figure it out in our finite mind, we tear it down. That's what we've learned to do. So, you know, faith is the opposite of evidence-based, right? In other words, evidence-based says, show me first, then I'll go. When we get guidance, it's, I get guidance, and then I go, and then it unfolds. So I want you to think about what's been showing up for you, what it is that you've desired to step into, and where perhaps you have truncated the fulfillment of the experience because you don't see how it's going to happen. Why don't we see with a different eye? Let's take a look at that when we come back. This is Leslie Fontaine, and you're listening to Sheer Alchemy.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit EverydaySpirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, Send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine, and we are talking about truth, courage, and authenticity, the terrifying trio. And why are we so frightened of our truth? You know, so often when I'm working with clients, we talk about who we truly are, and it can almost be horrifying to find out that the things we've been doing, we don't care about, and the things that we've chosen weren't really according to our truth. So what do we do now, right? How do we begin to turn that ship and acknowledge our truth? And often that is the very first step, is acknowledging our truth. So we're going to be talking about some more on that topic, but let's go ahead and take our call.
Sure. We'll ask, it's Howard calling in from Seattle. Howard, hello.
Hey. Hey, good morning.
Hey, Howard. How are you?
Hey, Leslie. Thanks for taking my call.
I'm
okay. Well, I say that I'm inauthentic. I'm not okay. I'm dealing with just ashamed of my the expectations that I don't think that I've lived up to. Some of it has to do with my own family. Some of it has to do with a group that I was a part of, and then I have left and then came back and left and came back and left. And what I'm left with is kind of like just a space of emptiness, but it's not like an emptiness for creating. It's more like I'm just depressed because I don't know what the heck to do. Lost is a good way of describing it.
I can understand that. So when you look at, kind of living your life not quite the way you really feel is connected with you, that is often a horrifying experience.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like I don't feel like I'm fulfilled on. I thought that I would have been successful. Whatever the word successful means,
yeah, and
I don't know that
I've
fully defined it, but I would have thought that I would have been there by now and gotten to the other side of the circumstances that I've been dealing with so I could be of service to people. And it seems like I just keep creating the same patterns over and over and over again, and I never get to the other side of them.
Wow. So I love
what
you said
like.
About the patterns, because a lot of times when I'm working with people, we're dealing with old agreements, old stuck patterns, old karmic stuff that we keep doing over and over again. And sometimes when we get to the end of a lesson, it's almost as if we need to ask ourselves, are we done? Are we really done? So I'm just feeling a lot right now in the back of your field. When I bring that up to you and I say, are you really done? And that means just releasing everything that's tied with that pattern, that set of experiences. What comes up for you? I don't want your thoughts. I just want to get a sense like, can you say you're done?
No.
Okay, so
it's
let's
weird.
Go
it's like
into
I'm
that.
Still holding
it's
on to,
okay.
Like, I'm holding on to physical stuff, like stuff I haven't sold or things that I just can't let go of.
Right, and look what happened there. So sometimes when I'm talking about this stuff, we haven't done anything yet. We haven't quit the job, left the wife, left town, sold the car, sold anything. We're just talking about an energetic shift in that moment. And then the assumption is, okay, when I step into this thing, all these, horrifying things are going to happen, A, immediately, and B, I better be ready for catastrophe, right? So I want you to kind of go into that fear and forget the selling of the stuff just for a second.
Yeah.
What is the fear based in right now? Because I'm just getting, there's so much going on in your field. So just, if you can be that courageous person right now, hang with it. What is it that you're terrified of, that if you release this, then what? Just whatever's coming
for you. Some part of me would die. But and also, I would be completely alone, and I can't I mean, living in suffering and pain seems to be better than just being completely alone and not connected and not a part of anything.
Right, right. Well, it's funny because we started talking, the first words that came to me were death, you know, and it is like a death. It's like a death of loss because we can't imagine that there would be a solution on the other side. We can't imagine that anything would fill it. And there is a lot of your family line tied to this, just real extreme stuff, right? I mean, it's over the top. Can you see that? It's like really extreme.
Well, it's
not invalid. I'm saying it's really like this catastrophic consequences, right, to a choice.
It's painful.
Yeah, it is. So I just want to, if you don't mind right now, I want to bring in some of the healing teams right now, some of the masters, the archangels. I want to go into your heart space, which is carrying a lot of old devastations. Okay, this is not just current time. You've had a lot of this your whole life. You are a carer, of course. You've carried a lot of your ancestral line right now. So I just want to kind of release out some of the baggage that is not yours, and it's affecting your power center. So what happens is that you'll dial it back, you'll bring it back in so as not to fully step into your power. So I'm going in there, and so from the beginning of your timeline into present time, just releasing out any agreements to not fully step into all that you are, that if you step into all that you are, you'll suffer punishment, loss, abandonment. Now I want to go up with your karmic patterns and just bring into completion some of the karmic patterns that kind of repeat and resuscitate the abandonment, the shaming energies, the poverty, the loss. Just getting a lot in your mother's line, so we're just going to clear out some of the ancestral energies there. And also some of the poverty energies. There's just some of the old catastrophic stuff that shades some of what you're experiencing. You know, we want to just step back a bit and bring in some beautiful violet flame energy, clear out some of that negativity, and we want to retrieve all your energy back to you. Grounded in pure love and pure light in present time, we just want to release any soul fragments that got deposited in your field and let it go. And we want to do a full wash now of Supreme Being Light and Pure Essence Energy, really grounding you in present time. So there's a lot of fear, you know, that you've been dealing with in your heart space. And there's a lot that you hold back in your power center because of some of the catastrophic energy. And I use that word. I don't, you know, typically use that. I want you to know, but that's what's coming up. So sometimes when it's really over the top, it's not just this lifetime.
Yeah.
So we're just going to release this out and just clear some in your emotional field right now. And now I want you to revisit the question that I asked you about whether you could release. And I want to see where it is now. I want you to see what's coming up now, because it's going to be like there's a part of you that's going to be a little more detached, but a little more clear. And just see what's showing up. Doesn't mean that, you know, it's entirely cleared out yet. Tell me what's coming up for you with that same question if you release this agreement. Is it failure?
No, actually, I'm sitting here. There is a space of possibility.
Uh-huh,
I don't know. I don't know what possibility would be fulfilled on, but it looks like that there's more of a space of something opening rather than where I was, which was I was dead. I mean, essentially, just.
No, it's painful. It's been painful for a long time.
So,
I want you to just, you know, allow yourself that. And so, you know, another time we can talk about the masters and archangels, the healing teams that I bring in, because You have been very generous with your energy for a very long time. You have been giving. You have been sharing. You have let people siphon out your energy. You have allowed yourself to be available. You don't even know some of these people to whom you have done this. So now we've retrieved it back into you. And what's going to happen now is you're going to start getting some insights and awarenesses of what you want to do. So here's what I would like for you to try after we hang up is I'd like you to try, you know, jotting down, don't write a novel, just jot down what's coming to you about possibilities, next steps. I don't want you to color it with good, bad, indifferent, I can't, what will other people think, what do other people need from me, what will I lose? Don't do any of that. Just put down what's coming to you and let it sit for a bit. And then I want you to practice a little more bringing in the presences on this stuff. And I can't do, you know, obviously a full session right now with you. But I would love to help you with this and work with you on this. But you can already tell a bit of a release from some of that really heavy stuff that was going on.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Howard, feel free to reach out to me. And if you'd like to really do some in-depth work, I would love to work with you. But I'm really glad we could give some relief right now. Okay.
Thank you very much, Leslie. I appreciate it.
Okay,
I appreciate the work you do, too.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. All right. Well, I appreciate Howard for being available and being that open to share what he was experiencing in his own field. And, you know, what he shared is very, very much the truth of many, many people right now who are experiencing the convergence of higher consciousness with this dimensional living and with choices and commitments that we've made. And just remember that in the 3D world, we think we're locked in and we think it's permanent. So choose to examine some of that today. And when we come back, we will take some more calls and also talk about how to do the healing on your own if we don't work together. This is Leslie Fontaine at Sheer Alchemy.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the light beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi there, this is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy, and we are talking about courage, truth, and authenticity, the terrifying trio that can be our opportunity to shift, to change, to move forward. You know, whatever we're experiencing right now, it's all right on time. And saying yes, like we were talking about with Howard, asking ourselves to see if we're willing to shift or change, is this messaging system within, right? Sometimes our inner child is holding us back, afraid of catastrophe, or we're, you know, in other lifetimes, we may have been responsible, you know, for the death of others, or we suffered tremendously for our awareness and insight, and we just want to hide in this lifetime. There's so many things that come up. So when I'm working with you personally in a session, and I do encourage you to give me a call, you can reach out to me at Leslie@LeslieFontaine.com. That's LeslieFontaine.com. Or you can call me at 678-665-3366. And we can talk about doing a session so that we can clear this. I bring in really powerful Ascended Masters, Archangels, healing teams. It's a beautiful work. There's some big stuff that maybe you've been carrying in your field for a very long time that doesn't fit you anymore. You're ready to shift. But remember that the earth-mind meld is that any change could be bad. Any change could be disastrous. That's what we've learned. And those are energies we're carrying in our field, energies that we've learned from our families, our loved ones, our culture, our school. Never make a mistake. Don't step out. You know, bad things could happen. If you do that, you'll lose all your money. You'll lose love. You'll be completely alone when it's really intense. It's past lifetime stuff. So I hope you'll give me a chance to work with you if you're struggling with this, because you're worth it. You matter. You are important. And Source has nothing but good. This is unconditional love like we've never known it. This is an opportunity to step into all that we are and to create based on who we are in this lifetime. So take a chance. Allow yourself to have that experience, to find out, you know, what you resonate with. And don't be frightened that you now have to go do it the very next minute. Just allow it to percolate. Allow it to sit with you in your energy field, okay? Because these are things that lifetimes worth are showing up now because you are capable of dealing with it. It's not about white knuckling it. It's not about being super tough so you can just, you know, make something happen and be goal oriented and intentional. Some of us are dealing with such heavy energies because of the kind of work we do for the world. And isn't this an intense time? May I just say, it is a very intense time. So some of us are doing very intense work with our energy fields. Give yourself a break. Be kind to yourself, okay? So I just wanted to share that so that you understand that whatever's showing up today is showing up on purpose for your healing. So let's do this deal. So Benny, who've we got?
We've got Karina calling in from Orange County, California. Hello, Karina.
Yes, hi. I'm here.
Hi, Karina.
Hi.
How are you? So good to talk
to
you.
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you doing?
I am doing well. What's happening for you? How's your energy
awesome.
Feeling?
Well, the topic that you're talking about is kind of resonating with me just
okay.
because there's some changes that I got to make, and it's been really hard. And
yeah,
that's been the big issue with me.
And what
I
makes
know it,
it
has
hard?
To be done.
What is the hard part? Just, I want you to feel your field because you can go into your mind right now, and I know you can do that. So I want you to go into
basically,
your field a bit. Tell me.
I know I need to stop smoking, you
okay.
know, for my own health and, you know, to be a better role model for my children. That's been my big struggle right now.
Okay.
And I'm really hard on myself. I feel
let's just talk about do you want to stop smoking? Let's go to that one, okay? And listen, let's be honest, because I'm not judging whether you do or you don't, okay? So I want you to go into your field, and I want you to tell me if it's a desire you have or not, because I see you with your heels dug in, so that's what I'm seeing.
Well, I have a desire to quit. You know, and it's such a hard battle, you know, because we know how hard that is.
Yeah, of course.
And it's just, it seems like, I know there's so much help out there, and, you know, it's at my arm's reach, but I haven't got the courage to grab it.
Right, but let's just go into, because I'm sort of seeing a resistance, and whether the resistance is about a comfort level that you feel with it, a way that you solve problems, a way that, you know, you can, you know, reach some sense of calm or courage or whatever in your day. What's coming up when you think about what the smoking does for you?
All of what you just mentioned. It calms me. It helps me think. It just everything that comes with that whole
right
thing, you know.
And a lot of that was there long before you ever started smoking. You know that too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there was a lot of things going on in your young life that, you know, kind of, there was no coping mechanism. Would I be right in saying
that? Not at all. Oh, yes, absolutely. I was never taught any coping mechanism at all.
Right. Right, exactly, and you definitely were one of those. I don't know where you are in the birth order. Are you the youngest, or where are you in that order? Okay,
the youngest.
Because what I'm getting is just that you were not even old enough to handle what was being put on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no capacity, right? You shouldn't have been. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have had to deal with it.
Right.
I mean, anybody would know if they had their own children, they would go, I wouldn't want to do that to my child, right?
Right, right, correct.
Yeah. So there is a lot associated with the smoking, right?
Yep. Yeah,
there's
I could understand
that.
That.
Right?
I know that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know it, but then what you do is you bring out the wet noodle and you start slapping yourself with it.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, stop, get over this, you know, move
forward.
Yeah,
and whose voice is that? Who's the get over this voice in your family? Was that your mom?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay, all right, because Source doesn't do that, okay? Source doesn't go, oh, get over it. It doesn't say quit feeling what you're feeling. It doesn't say whatever you're feeling isn't valid. It doesn't do any of that.
Yes.
All right. So this harshness is what we want to release a little bit right now, because then you kind of come up with what you really want. And what you really want to know is that you're fully loved and that mm-hmm. you will be taken care of and you won't be made to feel small and inadequate and you'll fail and, you know, all these other things if you don't, you know, white knuckle it and be tough and get through it all. Because there's mm-hmm. a lot of sadness in your field, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is a lot of, I try not to be a sad person, and I don't really have that much to be sad about right now.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, when I was younger, yeah.
Karina, oh, my gosh, you are my poster child right now. Thank you for this call. I don't have much to be sad about. Wow. Is that mom again? Listen, you have your life, you have your truth, you have your reality. This is you. You matter. Your feelings matter. You know, the fear you have matters. All these things matter. You matter. So I'm just going to tell you that right there. You matter.
Mm-hmm.
And when we don't deal with it, then what happens is we try to cover it up and go, well, I don't have anything to be upset about now. I just need to be grateful and I need to slap some positivity on top of this thing and I'm going to be great, right? You know,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
that doesn't heal anything, right? It doesn't heal anything because the grief in your field is really deep. So I just want to give you a little relief now. And if you want to work together again, you know, we can do that. But I just want to, if you can just allow yourself to really breathe into your core, I'm going to really establish your grounding cord, because there's a part of you like, am I a mistake? Why am I here? You know, what can I fully ground into? So I want you to just really get fully present in earth time. Really present. I'm going to bring all your energy back to you, and I'm releasing all the family energies out of your field right now. And there's just a lot of fear in your heart space, so I'm going to open it up wide and just bring in some beautiful, powerful master energy right now, some beautiful angelic healing into your field. This is going all the way down to your core fear of survival. This is really profound for you. So I usually work for like an hour and 15 minutes with people. It deserves that. It deserves that kind of intense love and focused love. But let's just release this core fear of survival. Just so much that happened to you, and just opening your heart again. We're going to run some violet flame energy through here and some emerald ray energy through your field, clearing out agreements. We're just going to release out some of the contracts with your ancestral line, your mother's line, clearing out the shaming and humiliation energies, releasing those out. There's just a lot about you being too sensitive, which is a beautiful thing. You're empathic. And we're just creating some forgiveness for you in your throat space, allowing you to speak your truth. That's not been allowed a whole lot for you. So opening your throat space wide. And I just want you to know, don't be afraid of what you consider to be negative. Some of the words coming to you, the truth coming to you, because you have to be fully open with yourself, fully allowing, and then ask yourself, am I ready to let this go? And can I bring some of the healing in from the healing masters and the archangels? Can I bring in the support? And I have a couple of healing CDs on my website. There are also MP3s, and I would just really recommend those if you are not going to do a session with me, because you have a lot of grief in your field that's unacknowledged, and it deserves the attention that you deserve, and just to give you a break. But this is very much tied with the smoking, because the smoking has been your companion. It's been your friend. It's been the support. And you don't need any more shaming energy about that. You totally deserve the love. It's just really beautiful right now what's happening in your field. So I'm going to have to go to break, but I want to know how you're doing.
Okay. Now?
How are you? Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing well. I felt the peace, trying to open up my heart and trying to release, you know, as you were talking, and trying to meditate on that, definitely.
Yeah. Well, there's an MP3 meditation I have called Transcending the Challenge of Discouragement. And I'm just really head on and about some of the pain and experiences that we have. And I really think it would be good for you, not trying to push anything on you, but if we don't work together, I really recommend it so that you can really go into that. It's going to make a huge difference in releasing the smoking, but you have to feel like there's something else that's there for you, okay?
Very well. Thank you so much for that. You don't even know, but I'm going to definitely look into your website and check out all your information.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. All righty. Thank you, Karina. All right. Well, another wonderful person to call. Just really powerful how much we have shamed and hurt ourselves thinking that we're doing the right thing. And really, it's our opportunity to heal today, isn't it? So when we come back, we'll close up the show. But this is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
TheAngelLady.net.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. Together, you and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. When we try to control the manifestation of our desires, we unfortunately limit the possibilities. We reduce them down to the 3D linear level that we have seen and recognized from our past and from around us. Source is limitless. The potentiality is without bounds. Because you don't know how circumstances can unfold doesn't mean that they're going to turn out badly. Try taking your foot off the brake and allow Source to show you the amazing display of unlimited potentiality. If this is a pattern, you may want some help with releasing it. If you're ready to shift into your best life, visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into that potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine. What a wonderful show today. You know, when we get to our truth, sometimes it's a long road. It isn't a straight road, but the journey's ours. It's not anyone else's job to judge our journey, our path, the way we grow, the way we get thwarted, the way we get hindered. No one knows your entire soul path, everything that you've been through this lifetime, last lifetime, parental energies, societal energies, things that have gotten flung at you that maybe, you know, you were susceptible to, but they're not yours and you haven't had anyone to help you. And I can think of many, many times before, you know, I learned to do a lot of my own work that I felt helpless. Like, how do I get help with this? I feel so stuck. I feel like I can't, you know, make anything happen and I'm not tough enough and strong enough and like all these other self-starters and, you know, what's it going to take? And if I let go of this, will I lose all my money? I can tell you many times when I have made choices to follow guidance, to do something, it has cost me. All right. So if we were just evaluating things in terms of dollars and cents, I have made choices that have cost me financially. And if I were to evaluate everything by someone else's opinion, it would be like, oh, my God, you shouldn't have done that. But it was on purpose. What would happen so often when I would make certain choices is that I would grow expansively in my field. I would release baggage. My relationships would change. So much would occur, and I would bring in other forms of abundance. You see, sometimes we shut down our abundance because we think it can only come from these finite sources. It comes from work, it comes from family, it comes from winning the lotto, whatever it is. And we have to remember that often we are gifted things. You know, I bet if you evaluated the last month and you took a look at the things that were gifted to you, just even serendipitously, just showed up, you would see how you are blessed here and there all the time. So what we've done is when we close off our field and we go, well, it can only happen this way, it can only happen that way, then we shut down the opportunity for us to receive our blessing, because our blessing could come in the form of guidance. You know, go over there, go to the grocery store today. There's somebody there that you're to meet. You don't know that yet, but just go. Or you felt guided to call a certain friend and it turns out they want a companion to go on a trip with them and you would be the ideal travel companion. Or there's someone who needs someone to house sit and, you know, you are the perfect person to be there for them to house sit. So don't limit how your blessings show up. Don't limit how the gifts show up. And the other thing that happens is that as we grow spiritually, we're growing in love toward ourselves, toward others. We're experiencing unconditional love from Source, from the universe. Many of us have no experience whatsoever with unconditional love. It is just like a foreign language, because so much of what we know in this world is performance-based, it's enabling-based, it's codependent-based, it's conditional. I will do this, and then you will provide X, and X equals what I consider to be love. Your version of love might be safety. It might be feeling like you have a house. It might be that you have a car. But any fear of losing that thing, if it's extreme, evaluate it. Take a look. Step back from it and go, where did I get this idea that I'm going to lose everything when I step into the truth of myself, when I step into all that I am? We learned that very young. We learned about our imperfections and our failings from family, from school, from peers, and then work. And if you notice, energy begets energy. We would repeat cycles, repeat experiences, repeat agreements over and over. So when I ask you, are you done? I'm not asking some light question. I'm not asking you, you know, so that I can grade you on whether you're going to do it this time or not. I'm looking at your field and I want you to do the same and go, okay, what about this keeps me from releasing this? What is this overwhelming fear? And can I let that go? And can I bring unconditional love into the picture so that I can have a full experience of all of this? We are not supposed to be just covering up and masking our sadness, our grief, our sorrow, our circumstances. Some of us are living in very tough circumstances. Some of us have made choices because they were the best choices we could make at the time. But now you can bring it into completion. Okay? You can bring it into completion. You can say, I'm done. The terror that we have is that, oh my gosh, I say I'm done and the very next minute I'm thrown out on the street. That is not true. You know that. In your logical mind even, you know that is not true. We are making an energetic statement within our field. And we are saying, I no longer want to carry this energy. I want to upgrade. I want to upgrade to divine masculine, divine feminine. I want to bring in the higher realm energies so that I can feel fully protected. I want to learn how to protect my energetic field and not people just siphon off my energy anytime they feel like. So there's so many things that we can learn to do, but we do not want to slam ourselves for the situation that we're in now. You are aware and you are listening right now because it's your moment. Don't look at the circumstances and say, oh, gee, how can I do that? Look at the situation I'm in. This is not how it gets resolved. You just allow your energetic field to say, yes, I am done. And now open up the opportunity. Source doesn't take us to the next place empty-handed. We will be carried. We will be supported. So I just want to give you that encouragement today. If any of this has resonated with you today, I hope that you'll reach out to me. This is Leslie Fontaine. You can find me at lesliefontaine.com. And if you want to do a session or you want to take a look at some of the CDs I have, I hope you will consider that as the next step in your journey. It's been an absolute honor to work with you today. Until next time, this is Leslie Fontaine. And this is Sheer Alchemy.
You've been listening to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.